from KQED.
Mic check, check one, check two. Are we here? All right, we're here right now-ish.
Hey, y'all, what's happening? You are tuned into Right Now-ish, and I'm your host, Pendarvis Harshaw. This week is the second week that Californians have been sheltering in place as the country and the world continues to fight against the spread of the coronavirus. And there's a number of people still getting out and hitting the trails and hanging out on beaches. So I want to take this time to remind you that we're all in this together, and the best way to show that solidarity is to take some time apart. At the same time, I have something for you. A bit of an audio tour of nature, you know, a little bit of virtual sunshine.
See that mountain right there, straight in the back?
Yeah, that's Diablo, huh?
Well, that's actually Black Diamond Mine.
Oh, okay, the hillside.
I'm going to give you somebody who really knows what they're talking about when it comes to wildlife, and it ain't me. Like, I'm no nature boy. I like butterflies, pretty much. That's it. Trees are cool. Reptiles, hell no. But I got somebody for you. Sid Howard.
You got to come see this snake then. Don't worry, man. I got you. I got tongues. I even got some boots for you.
I need like a beehive suit. Full on everything.
Don't worry. It's going to be hella exciting.
We're going to get out in nature, go hug a tree or something. It's Sid Howard, the self-taught nature expert. Right after this. Sid is originally from East Oakland, but he's been in Antioch for about a year. Reasonably priced housing was the motivating factor to move. And while I'm sure he misses the town, there's ample nature to explore on that side of the East Bay.
Let's go. Let's go for a while. We have to enter through here.
This is crazy. Just rolling green hills, you know, like, for as far as the eye can see, whole bunch of green grass, hills, and cow ass.
Now, I wouldn't advise anyone listening to this podcast to do it, but I've known Sid to trap and remove rattlesnakes that people find on their property. He even takes the snakes into a safe space and releases them. Ugh, get the willies thinking about it. Nonetheless, knowing how Sid gets down in nature, I still chose to go out with him because, ultimately, once I'm past my minor phobias, it's relaxing out there.
Do you feel the anxiety levels physically going down?
Oh, yeah. It helps me deal with a lot of pressure and stress. Things that bother me, you know, bills that are late, you know. It's like, who cares about bills when you out here? You look at all this beauty, you know what I'm saying? Look at all these animals. It's like, it's almost like you don't even belong to the city no more when you out here. Watch your feet, because these cow patties, they be blending in.
Do you think anything else will be out midday in the middle of winter?
Most likely mammals, no reptiles. No reptiles. We gonna see amphibians. Like if I took you to a frog pond right now, we'd definitely see some amphibians. I could just go dig out some male frogs whenever I want to. We have a lot of predators out here. We have falcons. That's the world's fastest bird. You know, they're like fighter jets. We have vultures. Over that hill, that's where the coyotes live. They come from down that way.
So I went to high school not too far from here. Mm-hmm. And one of the graduation requirements is that we had to spend a month either in the desert or in the high Sierras. Mm-hmm. And I chose the desert. Mm-hmm. And while I was out there, like, what dawned on me is that I never felt like I was going to lose my life. Mm-hmm. You know, like, in Oakland, especially in high school, mm-hmm. I always felt like, oh, man, somebody might have a gun. There might be some shooting or something like that. Like, mm-hmm. And then out there, like, the only thing I was weary of was snakes, mm-hmm. you know, or whatever wild animal. But even still, like, I had an understanding of how they operated. So I didn't necessarily mm-hmm. fear my life, per se. Mm-hmm. It was weird. It was the first time I ever just felt kind of free.
That's exactly how I feel. I just become one with everything and I feel free. You know, even if you did have a fear, if you could be around something for so long, then you realize that, it's not trying to do nothing. It's not going to hurt me. You get to know the animal. You know, you actually start to get attached to them after a while. Now you look forward to seeing them. You know what I'm saying? That's how it be.
Sid is one with his animals. He even lives with them. Not pets, that's not the way to put it. It's more of a cohabitation situation. He has all kinds of containers in his garage, space for his dogs in his backyard, and even a few tanks in his living room. He has over 20 animals in total, which includes numerous lizards, a few very large snakes, and a gecko named Nipsey.
And here we have a crested gecko blending in with the leaves. Let me grab him. Come on, Nips.
Is it cool if I touch it?
Yeah, yeah. You can actually hold him.
I wasn't asking all that.
He's cool. Uh-oh. Trust me. He's calm.
Oh, shit.
His wifey's good girl. And they stick to you.
It feels weird.
They have these...
It's crawling on my arm.
They have these fibers underneath their hands where they can stick to anything. Stick to glass, stick to whatever. That's what make geckos different from lizards, because most lizards use their claws to climb. Okay.
How'd you get started in your love of animals?
Well, I've been like this since I was a baby. You know, I've always been fascinated by animals. Like, I remember my mom, she told me stories about, she used to wash my clothes, and she used to be scared because I always had some type of bugs. I used to put bugs in my pocket. What? And I was a little boy doing that. I used to pick bugs up off the ground, put them in my pocket. She said even when we used to be walking out in public, it'd be the most vicious dogs, and I'll walk up to the most vicious dog and start petting it. And the owner couldn't even believe how I did that. Like, how did he do that? My dog is crazy. You know, Rottweilers, pit bulls, Dobermans, I was walking up to all of them.
Was it like the confidence that won the dog over, or are you Dr. Doolittle? Like, what?
I don't think about what, you know, you see TV, television, people grow fears in animals. I always looked at animals like I look at people. I'm looking at your energy. You got to let them, you got to pretend like you're a tree. And just let them do its thing, you know.
How did your family deal with you?
Like, my mom, I mean, I couldn't even own snakes when I was a kid. Like, I had to sneak them. In our basement, I used to have snake tanks hidden in the cuts, you know, with boxes stacked up around them so nobody would find them. And my mom would find it. Get rid of that snake. You know. I was like, damn. I just find another place to hide it.
You got all this knowledge about animals and nature. How are you sharing this with the world?
I actually record all my adventures. You know, I document everything, and I just like to share the fun.
Sid's personal social media following is big, and now he's building his official Trap Nature handle. And it's springtime, when nature comes alive. Perfect time to see him in his element. But then again, he also seemed to be in his element last fall, in the middle of tarantula breeding season. That's when he took his young daughter out, looking for spiders, and the duo filmed this clip.
Giant tarantula crawling up my arm right now. You know, tarantulas are out by the thousands right now. Best time to see them, when the sun goes down. They're nocturnal. They hunt and eat at night.
I just can't let a tarantula do its thing on my arm.
It actually feels kind of, you know, it tickles a little bit. You know, I mean, they have like little claws where they pinch in your skin, but it don't hurt. You know, it just tickles, if anything. Tarantulas, man, they're actually cute to me. They look like little fuzzy, you know, eight-legged teddy bears to me. So
what about people who aren't like you, just on their downtime going to find ball pythons? How do you expose them to nature? People who are hesitant because they're scared of animals?
It's just you have to get introduced to it and then just learn about it. I got people right now loving snakes who were once afraid of snakes. Tarantulas too. Once you learn about these things and you watch them react and you get to know them, it takes away that fear because it's natural to fear what you don't understand. Trust me, if I had you around snakes every day and you just saw how harmless they are, and you just saw how much fun I was having with them and you don't see no type of danger, you would eventually start to be comfortable around snakes. You just have to be introduced to it in a positive way.
Okay, now that you got people excited to go out into nature, what's your favorite park or trail that you would suggest to people?
Oh my goodness, that's a hard one. But I'm gonna say Lake Chabot, Oakland, up straight up Keller, Wildcat Canyon, Richmond, Tilden Park, Berkeley. Oh, Tilden Park, Berkeley got wild boa constrictors, which is called the rubber boa. We have two species of wild boa constrictors here in California, and I go to Tilden Park because they have the biggest population of the rubber boa. You know, they're little ground-dwelling boas, kind of closely related to the sand boas. They're like the underground boas. But I love it. I go everywhere.
What's your favorite part about nature in the Bay Area?
Knowing that we have this large variety of animals and sharing it to the world. Like, the Bay Area is very fruitful when it comes to animals, mammals and reptiles, amphibians as well. And a lot of people don't even know about them. So I just like exposing them, giving them some clout. You know, they deserve respect and love.
You know, most animal advocates don't look like you, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. But you know what? It's a lot of us out there. Since I've been doing this work, I have ran into a lot of other brothers and sisters who are into this. But, you know, there are people of color who enjoy this, and we need to get back into this type of work. This is what we've been doing.
What role does nature serve in maintaining a balance within you?
First, I enjoy the silence. All I hear is birds. You know, I hear the trees moving in the wind. I spend hours out there. When I go out there into the mountains, I feel free. You know, no politics exist. And it's also a way for me to heal myself. You know, it's like, to me, it's natural medicine to me.
What's the process like? You get up, you stretch, you smoke one.
I get up and stretch, you know, roll me up some trees. But I like to smoke on top. I wait till I get to the top of the mountain, then I'll blow my trees or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like a peaceful ass feeling. I just kick my feet up and just look around at everything, and I just be chilling.
Much respect and appreciation for Sid Howard for taking some time out of his life to share his story, his energy, and his love for nature with us. You can keep up with his work at Official Trap Nature on Instagram or YouTube. All right, so we recorded that episode back in February, and our lives are definitely feeling a lot different right now here in the Bay Area. So I wanted to check in on some of our past guests and ask them how they're doing and how they're weathering the shelter-in-place ordinance and how it's changing the work they do. Here's who I heard from first.
Hey, hey, hey. It's Lara Kaur, photographer based out of Oakland, California. So let's see. So what's been going on since sheltering in place? To be honest, a lot. I'm super, super grateful and privileged to still be able to have a job. So my full-time job has shifted to 100% remote virtual work. But in terms of my photography work, it's been tough. I had to postpone the community portrait pop-up. That's been postponed until further notice, and have postponed all of the shoots that I had over these next 2 months, which was a really, really hard decision to make. And so I shifted gears, and I am trying to really push myself to do some self-portraits. I'm not comfortable in front of the lens, so it's something that I'm trying to build out my practice around. Continue to work for and with the community. And so, it's kind of been a balance of that and also a balance of just like slowing the fuck down, which is a really trippy feeling, especially when everybody's being forced to do the same thing. And so definitely spending a lot of time in like conversations with community and trying to center our laughter, trying to center our joy, trying to, you know, constantly be real with each other and also make sure that folks are just like also have a space to just breathe. Thank you for checking in. Much love.
And thank you, Laura. For those of you who didn't catch Laura's episode from a few months back, you can find it here on the podcast feed or kqed.org/rightnowish. Thank you to my producer, Ashley Ann Krigbaum. Thank you to the editor, Jessica Plachik. And thank you to the higher-ups at KQED. That's Holly Kernan, Julie Kane, and David Marcus. I'm your host, Pendarvis Harshaw. And this is Right Nowish. Peace.
Funding for Right Nowish comes in part from Akwenati Foundation, supporting the development of powerful social change movements to eliminate structural racism.